Jimmy, I was just saying to you, when the full time whistle went, the moon was out here in Kilmallock. That's how long the game went on. It was an epic. It took its time, went to extra time, but he got over the line, and that's all that counts to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he was always going to go that far, like at a dare or a decent side. As Ian would have said there during the presentation, they might have been underestimated by others, but they weren't underestimated by us. We knew they'd come with a serious challenge. It's a county final, so I mean, you know, everyone's going to give it a try. We had to dig it out at the depth. We did it well at the very end of it. You know, we're happy to get into the dressing room and a draw game, and should drive it on from there. Then was really the message really at that stage.
Because you got off to a good start, didn't you, with the early goal as well from Mike, and you were a couple of points up, and Adair did claw their way back into the game. But as you say, you're never going to underestimate them. They're another side who probably never know when they're beat, like yourselves.
Absolutely. Look, and I mean, the lads are used to grinding out battles. We were a bit disappointed with some of the stuff, Luke. No point in saying it any different. We were disappointed. We spoke to the lads. Look, the lads are a serious bunch of footballers. You know, there's 35 of them there that are on the panel. Like, I mean, I'd be extremely impressed. I picked a team today of 15, but like, I could have picked it with anyone else as well. I mean, Thomas and Todd didn't start. They started the semi-final, and I changed it out again. I had no excuses to give them. I mean, I couldn't say they were playing bad or anything, because they weren't. Like, and I mean, that was the challenge that we were presented as a management team, to pick a team. Like, I'm seriously proud of them lads, because there was pressure on, and I know we didn't talk about it, but it was back to back. There was commentary in the press, there was commentary on Twitter, Facebook, you know, Instagram. That's always there. Look, and the lads at home, you know, they were, I suppose, talking about it, and so on and so forth. So look, we're extremely happy today. My heart probably wouldn't stand up to much more of it, but look, I'm extremely happy, proud of the lads. They do give it their all. You know, as a club, I'd be very proud of both hurlers and footballers, you know, because what I've asked of them all year, they've actually done, and you can never ask any more of a player than to do that. Like.
And you've had to, I suppose, keep it going on both fronts, talking about the hurlers and footballers, Jimmy. Has that been a difficult task?
There's been challenges along the way. There's no point in saying any different. Like, but in fairness to them bunch of lads, you know, they give you all, you know what I mean? So anywhere I went, there was always an effort. Like, I mean, we were moving lights around the place to try and get fields to train, and with the last 2 weeks of weather, like, and the hurlers were doing that for us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a club, you know, they go as one, like, you know what I mean? So I'd be extremely proud of the lads. Always have and always will be.
Another rattle at Munster this year, so?
Yeah, it was actually interesting, Luke. I was saying it to Stephen. I said, we better put a plan in place, but it'll be likely Tuesday, Wednesday before we get to it. I don't know who we're playing. I know people were saying, is it Clonmel or Nemo? I actually don't know. But sure, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. They're playing Stephen, yeah. So look, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We won't be found wanting, let me put it that way. Sure, look, we'll give it our all. Like, I mean, like, the lads are, they're proud of their club, you know, they're proud of their home, and they'll live and die for it.
Thanks a million, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you mentioned there, you know,